Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio. This interview powered by Hy-Vee here with Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls track and field team, as we are really kicking things off into gear the outdoor season. As this interview airs, the girls will be at Drake Stadium for the first of what we hope are three times for many of them coming up over the course of the next 2 months. And it's the Jim Duncan Invitational. We've had a couple meets outdoors so far, Dak, and even without putting together some of your best stuff already, a lot of promise with this team. How exciting has it been to see the depth of this group, considering some of the offseason injuries and some of the athletes who aren't competing with you this year as well?
Yeah, honestly, it's been absolutely amazing. You know, a lot of the veterans, you expect them to perform at the levels they've been performing at. And we're definitely on schedule or ahead of schedule with many of them. And what's, again, exciting as a coach is when we look at the freshmen. And there's a few that we expected to maybe contribute at the varsity level immediately. But as you look down the list, you can tell there's going to be some girls who will have to get some spot starts at the varsity level. But when you look into the future, when they become sophomores, juniors, seniors, you can just see that as they develop, they're going to be solid varsity contributors in the future. So that just tells you that the program is in a really good place right now.
And as I mentioned, just a couple of outdoor cracks so far in terms of being at the track, and maybe not the best weather days, but that's April for you. Starting earlier early in the season with Waukee and some of those big schools, or Northwest, I should say, and then at Oskaloosa this week. And again, maybe we're seeing the signs of that depth play out, because you haven't had all your heavy hitters exactly where you needed them to be just yet.
Yeah. At Northwest, we had some decent weather there, and they put a real emphasis on relays in that meet, so we tried to stack a few things. And to be honest, our precision was not very good. Handoffs, definitely, they looked early season form. And we still ran some decent times. And so then last night at Oski, we cleaned a lot of stuff up, and we weren't necessarily expecting good times because of the weather, but our precision was that much better, and with the effort, you could really tell that. And we ran some times we could keep, and so that's encouraging as we go into Saturday, where it's supposed to be a nice day, elite competition on an elite track. We have really high hopes for the times we can put up.
And because of the calendar rollback, Jim Duncan is a little earlier in theory this year, a week earlier, but so many of your girls were really involved in the indoor season as well. How much of a leg up do you hope that gives you, knowing that you've had the majority of your roster since early March, and that a lot of these girls, even though that this will be their first time at Drake Stadium, especially the freshmen, they may be ready for that environment?
Oh, I think so, definitely. We had a great off season. We had a lot of girls involved with that. And the indoor helped us clean some stuff up. And like I said, the first couple outdoors have looked really good. You know, you look back to last year, and there's 19 events in a track meet, and we've already performed better in 10 events than we did at any point last year. So that's how far we are ahead of where we were last year. And again, the potential is there just to get better and better and better. So we're excited to see what we can do.
Here at Dak Rasmussen, head coach of the Pella Girls track and field team, this interview is powered by Hy-Vee. A shout out to Doug Cutler, who's just walking in the room here as well, as we are ahead of the Jim Duncan Invitational and just a few weeks away from the Drake Relays. And that's what this weekend feels like. It's about, A, to give some kids who may be at the Blue Oval in May a chance, but really, with where you stand right now in the entire state, a ton of opportunities to get to the Drake Relays. And this could be one of the biggest groups you ever send, especially depending on how things go at Jim Duncan.
Yeah, because a lot of times we're looking at events that maybe can, you know, squeak in, but we feel like we've definitely got some elite level events that we can put on the track where we're going to make some things interesting, I think. And tomorrow's going to be a good prelude to that. You know, you've got the big Des Moines schools and the best of 3A there. So we're hoping with some of those events, say our you know, Sprint Med 4x4, hopefully our 4x1, 4x2 can show up. And we've got a few individual events too, you know. We got a runner, Marissa Farabee, maybe you've heard of before too. She's got some expectations as to what she wants to prove tomorrow. But we've been kind of pointing to this date as a real statement day that we can make to the state, and the girls have really embraced that. Some years, you know, you don't want to put too much pressure on the girls, but we've got enough veterans, and honestly, our freshmen had so much success last year that they just sort of expect excellence. anymore. And so they just kind of see that as something they do. So that's been exciting as the girls have really embraced this challenge. And hopefully we see those results tomorrow on the track.
And I think, you know, you and I have talked over the years about the Drake Relays and its importance on your program, because not every school gets a chance to go to the Drake Relays. And, you know, especially in Class 3A and smaller, it's harder and harder to get those events. And for many years, obviously, we've had the state success, both boys and girls. But a lot of that is because these athletes compete at the Drake Relays as well. And, you know, regardless of what happens with the Jim Duncan and the meets coming in between, how critical has that relays been as a process to building towards the ultimate goal of getting trophies in mid-May?
So, you know, there's a couple aspects of that. One is just familiarity with the track. The more times we can get the girls running at Drake Stadium so they get used to it, you know, it becomes like a second home. They're just a little more comfortable and it's going to be easier for them to run that way. And the other thing is, in order to get better, you have to see what better looks like. And you have to run against some of those elite athletes to understand that this is what I need to do in order to get there, to get pushed, to get challenged, so you can feel what it like feels like to go faster or perform better. And so that's why these are just critical experiences for the girls.
And then on top of that, you know, we're still, what, about a third-ish into the season, so there's still about 6 or 7 weeks until we're talking state. But, you know, with the conference meet coming up after Tulip Time and even some pretty big meets in between for other girls who may not get some of those, you know, high-stick opportunities that we'll have to build your depth with, you know, how important is it to focus on the journey knowing that at the same time there's a really exciting possibility starting to brew at the end?
Yeah, that's just it. And we told the girls early on in the season that we felt like we were going to have good depth. And so rather than thinking necessarily they have to run four events to feel like they had a successful meet, it's more a case of you may get one or two events and you just perform those really well. And because of the depth, we've been able to get a lot of girls involved. And, you know, so then you get a chance to perform. We were at OSCE, so they get a chance to medal. And that's always exciting. There's nothing like seeing a freshman who gets their first high school medal, right, instead of a middle school ribbon. It's just so exciting. And so that's just part of the process then, the kind of the understanding of what their role is going to be and what their focus needs to be in order to continue to improve.
And then lastly, you know, we've alluded to it, that the expectations for this team, even in the preseason, were pretty high. We've seen a lot of now pen to paper, so to speak, and a lot of times and distances come out that show that those may be becoming reality. What's the buzz among the team among that, knowing that there's still 6 or 7 weeks until we're really talking state qualifying, but that these girls really have a high bar and that the bar that they have is realistic and that there's a good chance you can be having a lot of fun at the end of May?
Yeah, I was really excited because we'll periodically kind of talk about the girls as to where we're at right now. And I was kind of finished that discussion with, but we know that other teams are going to get better, and so we have to get better too. And I always get to see a lot of heads nodding in agreement, so they know this idea that we have to continue to improve. And like I said, it's just kind of getting to be the expectation now that we're going to be good. We have the opportunity to be good as long as we keep working, maintain our focus, and understand that improvement has got to happen, and we have to support our teammates. And so far, this team has been amazing at embracing those things and kind of embracing the challenge of being good.
Well, and it could even be great. We'll see. There's a whole lot left, a season left to run. That's head coach Dak Rasmussen of the Pella Girls Track and Field Team. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee. Coach, appreciate your time. I'll see you at Drake Stadium multiple times in the next couple weeks, which is exciting. And then we get to catch up during Tulip Time. Appreciate your time.
It's always great talking to you.